NBAA is underway, and the word of the day is China. Complex will launch the Sukhoi business jet. And Gulfstream says the G280 is beating projections. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Welcome to the Las Vegas Convention Center in NBAA 2011. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Monday, October 10th, 2011. As has been the case for much of the duration of the industry's continuing recession, the most frequent word overheard in conversations here at NBAA would probably be China. At a news conference Sunday, China Business Aviation Group Chairman and CEO Jason Lau tried to convey a sense of the accelerating growth of aviation in China, claiming it's on a track to displace the U.S. as the world's largest business aviation market by about 2018. Lau cited a Boeing projection for the need for 3,600 new commercial pilots every year through 2020 just for the airlines, imports of business aircraft which are doubling yearly, and he noted, quote, "We are very excited about the tremendous opportunities in the China market," unquote. Among the more remarkable statistics on China, Lau noted that commercial aviation there has been growing at 18% per year for 30 years. Its automotive market has gone from almost non-existent in 2001 to the world's largest today. And the overall economy is expected to displace the U.S. as number one in the world in a few years. In a reference to Las Vegas, where NBAA is hosted this year, he noted that Macau has now surpassed Vegas in gaming revenue, and that Chinese spending is now the largest segment in Las Vegas itself. After presenting the statistical case for his bullishness, Lau shared some anecdotal comments based on his 15 years of experience in the Chinese market, including 10 as chairman and vice chairman of the Asian Business Aviation Association. He noted that the Chinese government is moving more rapidly than many media reports would suggest into opening not only low-altitude airspace to private aircraft, but also the upper flight levels they need to achieve their expected range. Lau also noted that in addition to the rapid pace of development of airports by the government, expected to be more than a dozen per year into the foreseeable future, there are at least two private airport projects being pursued. He said the obstacle to private ownership of airports is the remaining limits on access to the low-altitude airspace surrounding them. There was no obvious pitch in the company's presentation, but Lau says there are myriad opportunities for high-caliber Western companies, including sourcing foreign pilots, mechanics, and business aviation personnel. He adds that almost all business aircraft in China are managed by charter companies, presenting another opportunity, and that the time is right for companies which could develop plans for FBOs and executive terminals. Among the questions raised following Lau's formal presentation was one regarding the difficulty for foreign pilots to obtain clearance to work in China. He said the pilot shortage there has already grown so acute that the government is now issuing two-year work visas to foreign pilots willing to work for Chinese airlines. Another question involved claims by vendors here at NBAA that the growth in China is so rapid deliveries are actually being delayed for lack of places to park aircraft when they get there. Lau admitted that a lack of hangar capacity is a short-term problem, but added, quote, "That's a nice problem to have," unquote. In the aerospace industry, things are tight all over, but business jets based on airliners are continuing to draw interest among those with the means to buy them. At a news conference Sunday at NBAA, Superjet International CEO Carlo Lodley announced that a VIP version of the Sukhoi Superjet 100 regional airliner has found a launch customer, and it's none other than Comlux, the aviation group. Lodley then introduced Richard Gaona, chairman and president of Comlux, the aviation group, who confirmed that his company has placed two firm orders with two more options for the Sukhoi business jet. Comlux will partner with Superjet to configure cabins for 8-passenger VIP, 19-passenger government, and 38-passenger corporate variants, then complete the planes at the Comlux facility in Indianapolis, Indiana. Delivery of the first two green airframes is scheduled for 2014, with an anticipated entry into service in 2015. The range for the new variants will be considerably more than the regional airliner due to the inclusion of 6 auxiliary fuel tanks in what would normally be the airliner's cargo hold. The VIP version is projected to fly 4,250 nautical miles with NBAA IFR reserves at Mach 0.78 with 8 passengers, or 3,500 nautical miles in the corporate version with 38 passengers. High-speed cruise is projected to be Mach 0.81, or 465 knots. In response to questions, Logley noted that while the base airframe is a Russian product, engines, APU, avionics, and other major subsystems will be sourced from manufacturers in the West. He announced the list price, with completed interior, would be $50 million each. Gayona then added that the $200 million deal for four aircraft could be just the beginning, with follow-on orders possible as the plane's comfort, quiet, and environmental friendliness become better known. Superjet International is a joint venture which is owned 51% by Alenia Aeronautica, a Finmeccanica company, and 49% by Sukhoi Holding. Superjet is in charge of marketing, sales, customization, and delivery of the Sukhoi Superjet 100 regional jet in Europe, the Americas, Oceania, Africa, and Japan, as well as training and worldwide after-sales support. The Sukhoi Superjet 100 currently represents the largest industrial program between the Russian Federation and Europe in the commercial aircraft sector. Comlux, the aviation group, describes itself as a leader in VIP charter services, operating worldwide with the highest standards of safety and quality. Beyond charter ops, Comlux offers services to private aircraft owners, including aircraft management, sales and acquisitions, cabin design and completion, maintenance, and engineering. Boeing is here at NBAA and provided an update on its BBJ and VIP program. There have been four more of the planes ordered in the year since NBAA last year. Two BBJs, one BBJ-2, those three going to customers in China, and one 747-8 VIP going to a customer in the Middle East. 2011 marks the 15th year for the BBJ program, and a total of 205 planes of the various versions have been sold over those 15 years. Boeing execs are excited about the 787 Dreamliner's potential as a VIP jet due to its higher cabin pressures and humidity for comfort, large windows, and long range. Gulfstream announced yesterday that the final performance specs for the Gulfstream G280 will exceed the capabilities originally announced at the program's public launch in 2008. Following extensive flight testing, Gulfstream says it has found the 280 will fly 3,600 nautical miles with four passengers at Mach 0.8 with NBAA IFR reserves. The company also says the G650 has moved several steps closer to its anticipated certification later this year after completing more than 600 flights and 2,000 hours of testing. Still ahead, Cessna debuts the Citation M2. NBAA helps members out with paperwork. And Las Vegas, City of Contradictions. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Monday, October 10th. I'm Paul Plagg. Among the companies with announcements at NBAA this year is Standard Aero, which is celebrating 100 years of corporate roots in 2011, but which is currently backed by a single investor, Dubai Aerospace Enterprise. The central theme of more than a dozen smaller individual announcements made by the company here at the show is the push to diversify the company's offerings beyond engine services to encompass airframe upgrades, avionics, completions, and parts, including large assemblies such as APUs and engines. You'll get details on all those smaller individual announcements from the company this week in stories over the next few days at aero-news.net. The new Citation M2 light business jet, introduced by Cessna Aircraft Company on September 26th, is making its public debut this week at NBAA. A cabin mock-up is on display at Cessna's exhibit through Wednesday. The M2 is positioned between the Citation Mustang and the CJ family and features Garmin G3000 avionics, engines similar to those in the CJs, and an all-new cabin design. The $4.2 million plane has a max cruise speed of 400 knots true and a range of 1,300 nautical miles. First flight of the new Citation M2 will be in the first half of 2012, with FAA certification expected in the first half of 2013, followed by deliveries beginning in the second half of 2013. As part of NBAA's continuing commitment to support light business airplane operators, the association unveiled its new Light Business Airplane Flight Operations Manual template at Sunday's NBAA Cessna Single Pilot Safety Standdown. The 18-page template includes six sections that deal with the basic operational requirements, organization and accountabilities, safety management system, standard operating procedures, qualifications and training, maintenance procedures, and security procedures. Five appendices cover risk assessment, airworthiness checklist, weight and balance, emergency response plan, and a trip debrief sheet with hazard or incident report. The templates are also available at the NBAA headquarters booth near the entrance of the North Hall of the Las Vegas Convention Center for the remainder of the show, or they can be downloaded from the association's website for those with a login. And finally today, the Aero News crew got settled into Las Vegas yesterday for NBAA, and whenever I visit this city, I scratch my head at how there can be free food everywhere you turn, but they want to charge exhibitors $99.95 a day for wireless internet connections on the show floor. There are huge signs everywhere promoting NBAA's No Plane, No Gain campaign, featuring Warren Buffett's face with the quote, "You're more likely to be on the same page when you're in the same room." NBAA is a bit different from the other aviation trade shows. One of the most obvious differences? The price tags. There are exhibit booths here that cost more than some small aircraft cost, and individual signs that cost more than some booths at other shows. There was a big banner hanging on the outside of the convention center when we got in yesterday morning, and it has an obvious misprint. It shows a picture of the Honda jet with a big caption that says, quote, "The next Honda in your life," unquote. Now, I don't know about you, but for me it really should say, quote, "The Honda in your next life," unquote. That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. We'll be back from Las Vegas with more from NBAA tomorrow. In the meantime, have a clear and unlimited day.